vi annunzio una grande gioia. Oggi vi è nato nella città di Davide un Salvatore, Cristo Signore.
I bring you good news of a great joy. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. With these words, Pope Benedict XVI began his first Urbi et Orbi Christmas message. The Pope was speaking from the central window of the loggia on St. Peter's on a cold, wet, and rainy Christmas day in Rome. The weather did not stop the people from coming, however. 40,000 pilgrims huddled together under umbrellas to hear the Pope's words. The Pope warned that in the wealth of material things and information which surrounds us, we risk a spiritual barrenness.
È vero. Nel corso del millennio, da poco concluso, specialmente...
He said in the millennium just passed, and especially in the last centuries, immense progress was made in the areas of technology and science. Today, we can dispose of vast material resources, but the men and women in our technological age risk becoming victims of their own intellectual and technical achievements, ending up in a spiritual barrenness and emptiness of the heart. That's why it's so important for us to open our minds and hearts to the birth of Christ, this event of salvation which can give new hope to the life of each human being.
Rinnovata speranza all'esistenza di ogni essere umano.
The Holy Father went on to say that we, who live in what is called an enlightened age, must remember who the true light is.
L'età moderna è spesso presentata come risveglio dal sonno.
He said the modern age is often seen as an awakening of reason from its slumbers, humanity's enlightenment after an age of darkness. Yet without the light of Christ, the light of reason is not sufficient to enlighten humanity and the world. For this reason, the words of the Christmas Gospel, the true light that enlightens every man who is coming into this world, resounds now more than ever as a proclamation of salvation.
La parola evangelica del giorno di Natale.
The Pope also said that a united humanity will be able to confront the many troubling problems of the present time. From the menace of terrorism to the humiliating poverty in which millions of human beings live, from the proliferation of weapons to the pandemics and the environmental destruction which threaten the future of our planet. Then he drew attention to specific trouble spots in the world.
Che si è fatto uomo per amore dell'uomo sostenga quanti operano in Africa.
The Holy Father said, may the God who became man out of love for humanity strengthen all those in Africa who work for peace, integral development, and the prevention of fratricidal conflicts, for the consolidation of the present still fragile political transitions, and the protection of the most elementary rights of those experiencing tragic humanitarian crises, such as those in Darfur and in other regions of Central Africa. He continued by asking the Lord to lead the peoples of Latin America to live in peace and harmony. May he grant courage to people of goodwill in the Holy Land, in Iraq, in Lebanon, where the Holy Father says signs of hope, which are not lacking, need to be confirmed by actions inspired by fairness and wisdom. May he favor the process of dialogue on the Korean Peninsula, the Pope continued, and elsewhere in the countries of Asia, so that by settlement of dangerous disputes, consistent and peaceful conclusions can be reached in a spirit of friendship, conclusions which their peoples expectantly await.
A coerenti conclusioni di pace, tanto attese da quelle popolazioni.
After his address, the Holy Father imparted his apostolic blessing, Urbi et Orbi, which we share with you in full. A notice to our listeners, this is a pre-recorded program, so the indulgence attached to listening to the Urbi et Orbi blessing live does not apply.
Sancti Apostoli Petrus et Paulus, dequorum potestate et autoritate confidimus, ipsi intercedant pro nobis ad Dominum. Amen. Precibus et meritis, Beate Maria Semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, et Sanctorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli, et Omnium Sanctorum, Miseriato Vestri Omnipotens Deus, et dimissis omnibus peccatis vestris, perducat vos Jesus Christus ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium vere et fructuose penitentiae, cor semper penitens et emendationem vitae, gratiam et consolationem Sancti Spiritus, et finalem perseverantiam in bonis operibus, tribuat vobis omnipotens et misericors Dominus.
Amen.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maneat semper.
That was Pope Benedict's first Christmas Urbi et Orbi blessing. Again, since this is a pre-recorded program, the indulgence attached to listening to the Urbi et Orbi live does not apply. The Pope also took the occasion to greet the world in dozens of languages, including English.
Espressione inglese. May the birth of the Prince of Peace reminds the world where his true happiness lies. And may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
For our Irish listeners, here is his greeting in Gaelic.
Irlandese, noli conaif golier.
On Christmas Eve, the Holy Father celebrated Midnight Mass. For more on that, we turn to Eimear McCarthy.